Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Hello, Africa. Hello, North Ireland and Panama and Australia. Greetings to those islands in the Pacific and Atlantic, to our ships at sea. Salutations to each and every fighting son and daughter of Uncle Sam the world over, and to our brothers and sisters of the Allied Nations. It's command performance time in the USA, so gather round to hear the stars of the American entertainment industry go all out to answer the requests of American soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen. And here is the first big star thousands of you have asked for tonight, your master of ceremonies, Cary Grant.
Thank you. Thank you, Don Wilson, and hello, fellas. You know, a lot of people in Hollywood can remember when the biggest thrill of a lifetime was getting a letter from a casting director. Now the biggest thrill is getting a letter from our new casting director, Johnny Doughboy, the director who cast this show. We like working for that guy, so let's start answering your mail. First, for the gang at APO 862, for Sergeant J.M., a very tough guy with a very tough job, a gunner on a bomber somewhere in India. For him, lovely Shirley Ross with a song for the AEF.
Ago this very night, I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from old Aaron's Isle, I landed in New York, without a friend to greet me there when a stranger on the shore. But I wore an honest Irish heart, and fortune came galore. Well, here I am, back again, on dear old Aaron's Isle, and my friends, they meet me on the quay, and they greet me with a smile. There was faces that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But my mother, she introduced them all, and this to me did say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike, my girl. Shake hands with your sister Kate. And here is the boy you used to swing with on the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the Barney's owl. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Well, they gave a party when I came back, and they came from near and far. And the road was lined for near a mile with Ivy Johnson cars. The whiskey flew like buttermilk to set our heads awhirl. And the piper played an Irish tune to greet the Yankee girl. So tomorrow out of the church I'll go, and wedded I will be to my tall and handsome Barney Von Sweet and Mickey McGee. For Mickey was true and faithful to his colleen o'er the sea, and we'll join the harps and shamrocks to the stars of liberty. There came Granigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCoppy, Malaki, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Madonnelly, Malone, Madigan, Shadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hulahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Lanahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Shelley, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn. My Uncle Mike and the hand of my sister Kate, and I'll hug and squeeze as much as I please the boys at the garden gate. We'll invite all the neighbors to our wedding, great and small, and we'll live content and pain all right in dear old, dear old
Thank you, Shirley Ross. And thanks to Walter Scharf and the orchestra from Republic Studios, appearing through the courtesy of Local 47. Well, men, there's a stack of mail here. Choir? Well, men, there's a stack of mail here with returned addresses marked Trinidad, Curacao, England, and from APO 860 and APO 959. One letter says, a lot of us army slum burners would like to know what's cooking with a very funny guy who's done a lot of cooking in the movies. And we do mean the one and only Billy Gilbert. Well, boys, when last seen, Billy Gilbert had a white stovepipe on his head and a cook's apron around his perfect 54 waist. So, Mr. Scharf, a fanfare, please, and bring on Billy Gilbert. Well, hello, Billy. What's your trouble?
Oh, I just quit my job, you know. I not only did I quit, but I resigned, too. That woman I'm working for, she's the meanest. She's the nastiest. She's the ugliest.
Don't look now, Billy, but she's standing right beside you.
Not only is she the ugliest, but she is probably the meanest.
Billy, she...
She's the most repulsive.
Well, I like that.
You see, she's easy to please, too.
Billy, I'm afraid you're on your own. This is where I get off.
Yes, and this is where I'll tell him where he gets off. Listen, you, my guests are waiting for their dinner, and you walk out.
Well, I can quit if I want to.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can quit if I want to. And I want to.
Why?
Because I don't want to cook the kind of junk you and me, I should cook for you.
What do you want to cook?
I want to cook the kind of junk I like to eat sometimes. She wants I should make that patty you can't eat it. See, I like plain stuff like hamburger steaks smothered with amyums.
With amyums?
With yum yams. With amyums? With yam. It's good with potatoes, too. Yeah, and sometimes I like to make some nice soup.
Some soup.
Yes, yeah, some soup. It's very good, some nice some cream of asparagus nuts. cream of asparagus mug. Cream of mux magnix mix? Soup is good for you. And you know what I like better than anything else?
What?
Bims.
Bims? What are bims?
What are bims? Bims, you know, that you sit down on a table and you pick up your fork and you... And there's, everybody knows what is bims. Sure, he's got Boston Bock bims.
I never heard of them.
Ah, you know, bims, those little bit of lumps, you know. You know, he stands in the middle of the plate. You push away the ketchup, and there is the bim. She looks like she never pushed ketchup. Boy, she looks like a ketchup pusher, though. You know, it's just little. You eat them with a... You can... If they're loose enough. There's millions of them. Of course, that's not like human beams, you know. Oh, no. That's another kind of beams.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. Can you make anything beside bims?
Maybe you're right. Yeah, I make a dessert. That's right. Oh.
What kind of dessert?
I make every kind.
Well, what kind?
Well, my specialty is Boston cream pie.
How's that made?
You know, that's it's a pie. It comes from Boston. I don't know.
How's it made?
You make it like you make pie. It's a cake.
It's a cake?
Yes.
Then why call it pie?
Because you... I didn't call it. That's the name from it. If that's what you want, that's how you're going to ask so you can get it. If you don't ask like that, then when you get it, it's not what you want because you didn't tell him, and he's going to bring you something else, and you eat it, and you're full of it, and it won't even taste like it. You're full of something you don't even know what it is. Next time you'll tell him, and then when you get and it's going to taste more than you can hate. Boy, are you mixed up. Boston cream pie is made with a big piece of cake like that.
Yes.
You cut out the inside, and then there's nothing in there.
Nothing at all?
Oh, wait a minute, will you? After a while, I'm going to push in a hunk of stuff. And that stuff is very loose, too. If you squeeze it, then it's going to... What do you want to squeeze it for?
I get it.
You did, too. It was thick. Look how skinny it is. You got to make it with the two pies, and you push the cake in...
That isn't what you said before.
Well, that's what I'm going to say behind. You push the pie behind the cake.
No.
You push the cake in front of the pie on top.
No.
On the bottom.
No.
In the middle.
No.
On the side, in the end.
No.
Well, it's got to go someplace. You can't just kick it around and you lose it, you know. Why do I talk to you? I don't want to work for you anyhow.
Oh, don't say that. You're such a cute little fellow.
Now, listen, don't touch my nose because that's one thing I... Don't never do that.
Don't do what?
Don't touch my nose.
Why not?
That makes me sneeze and I don't like that.
You mean if I just touch your nose like that, it makes you sneeze?
If you touch my nose anyways... I'm gonna hit you. Ha ha. You see that? I'll cut it off.
Cut what off?
Cut this. I did to myself. Hit you.
Thank you, Billy Gilbert. And make no mistake about that lady, fellas. Billy Gilbert does take orders from her because that was Mrs. Billy Gilbert. Now, boys, it's jam session time right about now. So for hundreds of you at APO 810, 845, 957, 848, and 813. For those 12 sailors at Pearl Harbor who wrote on July the 4th. And for ECH on the USS Utah, we give you one of America's greatest bands, the tune Amen, and the band Woody Herman.
Thank you. two-faced woman and a jealous man. The cause of trouble since the world began. Take my chicken and my ham gravy too, but I draw the line when it comes to Bessie.
Woody Herman and all your boys. And now, fellas, here's a letter from Corporal J.R.B. somewhere in Australia. It goes like this. Dear Command Performance, my job is calling the shots when we sight a Jap submarine or battleship. And we do some pretty fair calling in our outfit. But back in Lincoln County, Nebraska, I used to be a pretty fair hand at another kind of calling. So how's about a load of my favorite art? Hog calling! Well, Corporal, your wish is our command. Those hogs are way up there on the South 40, so let her go.
Toy! Pig, 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 pig! Toy!
Back to Margaret. Well, fellas, I know that almost every one of you has a special sweetheart that you write to. But here's one of the favorite sweethearts of the AEF that nearly all of you write to. Judy Garland. Come on, Judy.
Thank you, Cary Grant. I'd like to say hello to you fellas in Trinidad. And to 8 officers at Chocachocory for that June 30th letter. Thanks to Soapy at APO 955 and my best to his reets. And you men at APO 862, those recorded requests you sent in are wonderful. Love to you boys at APO 957. Hats off to Corporal SK and the gang in Rio Hato. Hello, Haggerty, and hello, McNally. My best to the boys on the USS Decatur. To APO 801C, to 3 Pineapple Soldiers at Fort Shafter, and to you fine people in Great Britain who write me such lovely letters. My goodness, I'll run out of breath. So love to you all everywhere, and thanks so much. And here's Over the Rainbow. That's where you are.
dear Judy Garland. And now you fellas in Australia and India, in Panama and Hawaii, and on the ships at sea, each one of you who has written into Command Performance to request a very lovely and very charming star can now turn to your buddy and say, "See, I told you so." For tonight, Command Performance presents Ruth Hussey.
Yes, fellows. In the worldwide spotlight of Command Performance, it's lovely Ruth Hussey as Mrs. Rumpelmeyer and Cary Grant as Mr. Rumpelmeyer in a little drama of domestic life entitled Another Man's Family. The story of the sweetest, most lovable, nicest, darlingest family you ever met. As we look in now, we find the Rumpelmeyers in their living room. They're reading.
John, dear.
What is it, Mary, darling?
I was just wondering, dear, could you move the lamp a little closer to me?
Why, certainly, my sweet. I'll move the big lamp over to you, and I'll read by the small lamp. That is, unless you want the small lamp.
Oh, no, sweetheart. I'll take the small lamp, and you take the big lamp. That is, unless you want the small lamp.
Oh, no, 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 dear, no, no. You take the small lamp and the big lamp. And I'll read by the light of this match, piggy poo that I am.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, my, my, there's Grandpa snoring again. Oh, he almost blew his head off. How old is Grandpa, darling?
Well, the couch is 15 years old, and Grandpa was sleeping there 5 years before we put it under him, about 82, dear.
Oh, my, my. Well, it's about time we had the couch upholstered.
Or Grandpa.
Oh, Mother, you're so sweet.
Oh, that reminds me, John, dear. You'll simply have to speak to Junior about his manners.
Well, why do you say that, darling?
Well, this morning, he pushed Grandma off the roof.
Well, did they? Well, now, it isn't a very high roof.
No, no, just 6 stories. And she looked so sweet going down.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Hello, Peter. Hello, Peter.
Junior, he's so sweet.
Oh, but you're sweeter than I am, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, but Mother is sweeter than we are.
Oh, but Grandpa's sweeter than the whole darn bunch of us.
Where is Sister, Junior?
I stuck her head in a barrel of molasses.
Oh, I bet she's so sweet. Oh, well, I'm glad you're here, Junior. Today is your birthday and also our wedding anniversary, and I have a big surprise for all of you.
What is it, dear?
I was fired today!
Were you really? Oh, isn't that wonderful? And we'll all starve.
Starving. Starving, so sweet.
And I'm already hungry.
Oh, poor dear Junior. He does look starved, doesn't he?
If he hadn't had a square meal in the last 10 minutes.
Well, Junior, my little man, now if you're really hungry, run into the kitchen, and in the icebox you'll find a nice roast chicken and a big leg of lamb.
Oh, yummy. 1, 2, 3, only.
Oh, my, did he shut the door? Yes, he did. Look, won't Junior be surprised?
Why, dear?
Well, we haven't got any food in the icebox.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Daddy, fool me. Daddy, fool me.
Yes, yes. Well, all right, Junior. That's enough. Now, stop eating those colored candles.
But I have to.
Why?
Because they're in 6 delicious flavors. Cherry, orange,
ah, yes, yes, yes. All right, all right, all right.
Come in.
I'm terribly sorry to bring you this news, but I'm a truck driver, and I just ran over your son, Willie.
Oh, well, don't you worry. We have another son.
Another son, eh? Well, put them out in the street. I'll be coming by tomorrow. Goodbye.
Isn't that strange? We lose more children like that.
All right, everybody, stick them up.
Oh, who's that?
A burglar.
Yeah, hand over your valuables.
Oh, well, we haven't any valuables. But I'll let you in on a little secret. Grandpa has some gold hidden away.
Gold? Hand it over.
You'll have to dig it out of his teeth. Junior, get this gentleman an ice pick. He's so sweet.
All right, never mind. I think I'll be going.
Oh, just a minute. You dropped your gun. Here.
Thanks. But here, ma'am, you take it.
Oh, thank you.
You need it more than I do.
And you're so sweet.
Well, well, whatever am I going to do with this gun? It seems a shame to waste it. Darling.
Yes, dear? Oh, sweetheart. You shot me. I'm done for. But before I go, there's one thing I feel I must tell you. Even if it's with my last breath.
Yes? What is it?
You're so sweet. Well, fellas, as Mussolini said when the bomb hit his favorite spaghetti factory, that winds things up. But we'll be short waving at you again next week at the same time. You can bank on that. Because we have a committee here in Hollywood that puts a 1A priority on those requests you send in to command performance. And this organization takes its name from that greater committee you're on over there, the Victory Committee. So long, boys.
Performance USA. The American entertainment industry salute to you fighting men of Uncle Sam's armed forces and your friends throughout the world. Thanks again for those letters. Keep them rolling into the station to which you are listening, and the answers will come rolling back to you each week and every week till it's over there. This is Don Wilson saying good night from Uncle Sam.